From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It's been called the biggest legal scandal in Pennsylvania history. A pair of state judges charged with accepting $2.6 million in bribes and kickbacks in exchange for sending thousands of juvenile offenders to two private detention centers. One of those former judges is now on trial in Scranton, as NPR's Joel Rose reports.
Mark Chivarella had a reputation for zero tolerance. Many of the defendants who found themselves in his northeast Pennsylvania courtroom came away with similar stories. Susan Mishansky and her son were typical.
He was 90 seconds in a courtroom, and Judge Chivarella scooted him right out the side door, you know, in handcuffs and shackles.
Mishansky says Chivarella sentenced her 17-year-old son Kevin to 90 days of detention for a scuffle with another teenager. Neither was seriously injured.
And I'm not saying my son was right for what he did, but it was a minor incident, and he didn't deserve that.
Mishansky stood outside the federal court in Scranton, Pennsylvania, where Chivarella is now standing trial for his alleged role in a conspiracy dubbed Kids for Cash. In opening statements this morning, federal prosecutors said Chivarella treated his office like a money-making machine. Along with another ex-judge, Chivarella is accused of accepting bribes and kickbacks from friends who got government contracts to build a pair of privately owned detention centers. And Chivarella is accused of funneling hundreds of kids as young as 10 years old into detention, even when their crimes didn't warrant it. Wilkes-Barre defense lawyer Barry Diller says his clients couldn't get a fair hearing in Chivarella's courtroom.
At one point, I had a case, and the chief juvenile probation officer came to me as I was waiting for my case to be heard and told me the result. And I looked at her and I said, "Don't you presume my client is innocent?" And she looked at me like I had two heads. Like it was known that there was a presumption of guilty.
Pennsylvania's Supreme Court later cleared the records of hundreds of kids sentenced by Chivarella. His attorney, Bill Ruzzo, declined our request for an interview. Ruzzo doesn't deny that Chivarella took money from the developers, money he failed to report to the IRS. But in court this morning, Ruzzo also said the ex-judge didn't promise anything in return and didn't think he was doing anything illegal. And even Chivarella's critics admit that his zero-tolerance philosophy predated the alleged bribery by several years. The state commission that examined the failure of juvenile justice in the Kids for Cash scandal found that the blame extended beyond the two judges who've grabbed most of the attention. Judge James Gibbons was a member of the commission.
At the end of the day, people need to stand up and speak up. And that didn't happen here for a lot of years while this was going on in Luzerne County. And that's why I think, in large part, a lot of this was able to occur.
Chivarella's trial is expected to last a week or more, quite a bit longer than the hearing any juvenile offender could have expected in his courtroom. Joel Rose, NPR News, Scranton, Pennsylvania.